Any of the friars who have lived with me in the past 19 years know what my routines are. And I have spoken about this before, so I don't mean to bore you, but after getting my act together, after several hours of silent prayer, I do emerge and I go for the newspaper. Not on the internet, but the hard copy. And I always go to the comic pages. And the first strip is Peanuts. And today's Peanuts strip, Charlie Brown and Lucy are in the first frame. Charlie Brown is, under the tree putting gifts there, and Lucy comes crying out, "I can't go through with it." And then the next frame, Lucy is grabbing, Charlie's neck, and she says to him, "I have to get Christmas presents. I want all I can get, and I want it now because it's too late." Then the next frame, she's still screaming, "I want all I can get before I'm old and everything is gone and the sun, is dimmed and my eyesight here. My goodness, David, who's David? All right, sorry, don't get old. Okay, the sun is dimmed, the stars have fallen, and the birds are silent, and the wheat is eaten. And Charlie Brown says, "The wheat is eaten?" He's left scratching his head, wondering what that is. But if I were to, do this comic strip, I would have to simply say, "You are being a drama queen. You are being quite dramatic." And this is serious. In the light of this year and everything that has happened, the pandemic, the political tensions, the social unrest, no one can ever take away the rituals and traditions that we have as the followers of Christ. And it is in those rituals and traditions that speaks to our hearts, beginning, with, Advent. We even hear in, today's, first reading of what has been promised. God promised the Israelites two things. He promised land and a Messiah. A child is born to us, a son is given. And he is what he has been promised to be. Wonder Counselor, Forever God, Forever Father, Prince of Peace. And even when he is inserted into humanity, there is, great, question, great worries. Because let's keep in mind, the Israelites, have faced some very hard times. They were in slavery in Egypt. Then they were wandering hungry and thirsty in the desert. And then they were in exile in Babylon. And even, with today's, recalling of his birth, Judea is occupied by the Roman Empire. Great questions are there. Is this the one? But even, with the story, it is a story of simplicity and humility. Joseph takes his betrothed. They go from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Mary is with child. There is no room at the inn. Then from there, they wander around. They come to the stable, and it is there that Mary gives birth. God comes anyways. And this is true even now as we speak. God is here. God has come. And God will continue to come. As I said earlier, this has been, a difficult year. People have passed away. People's livelihoods have been changed. People are questioning, where is God? God is here anyway. So my brothers and sisters, as we continue, with the celebration of, the season of Christmas, let us rejoice and let us remind that God is here. Nothing can ever take away our rituals or traditions. But our challenge is to allow God to enter into our hearts through the simplicity and humility. And our models of faith here are both Joseph and Mary. Mary, in her simplicity and humility, allows herself to conceive of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, who is very much taken aback when news gets to him that his, betrothed is with child. And when one, is taken aback, one can easily lose perspective and, get angry and move on. But he remained faithful. He knew what his role was to be. Once again, both of them acts of simplicity and humility. And this is the story. And this is part of our tradition, part of our ritual. This is why we are here. And this is why we continue to come and renew ourselves every time when we come here.